welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hey, I said that like a true Minnesotan, huh, Wendy?
You sure did, and I love the intro music. That's awesome.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, so we have Richard Painter on, and this is our inaugural show, so we're really excited to have Richard Painter on, and he's been tweeting the heck out of this impeachment, and I know he's one of the experts, and we love Richard. And you know, on our other show, Wendy, we had like almost 10,000 Facebook views when Richard was on our show, so we're excited to have him on our first show, Pilot's Progressive Party. I don't know if that's going to be the name, but right now it is. And Richard Painter, thank you so much for being on our first show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Richard, you're a law professor, you know, a former chief White House ethics lawyer, and you have your own podcast, too, I see.
Yes, I have a weekly podcast where I talk about the issues in the impeachment, other issues that we confront. It's a very difficult time right now.
It is very much. Thank you so much for, stopping in with us. What did you see today? Because I was following you on Twitter. I was supposed to be working, but I was following you on Twitter. And what was the things that were going on were just amazing. Can you fill in our audience what your perception is of what happened today?
Well, there's yet more evidence of an extortion arrangement here where the president is going to hold up the military aid to Ukraine unless they conduct the investigation of Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, and then also will reopen the 2016 election and buy into some theory, some conspiracy theory that is actually people in Ukraine that were trying to influence the election rather than the Russians, which is all this is demonstrably false, that he's trying to get them to buy into these phony investigations and for the fake news media in return for the military aid. A clear abuse of his power as president.
It was crazy how the Republicans were going after the witnesses. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's political suicide for them. I guess a lot of them aren't old enough to remember what happened in 1974 after President Nixon was forced out and the Republicans had to face the American voters, and the Republicans got wiped out in the congressional races, Senate races, gubernatorial races. It was a disaster for the Republican Party across the country. So that's what people ought to be remembering. I don't understand it because Donald Trump is someone the Republicans never wanted to nominate for president. The establishment Republicans did not want him. Yes, he's taken over the party, but for them to carry his water like this is insane because they're the ones that are going to pay the price at the polls.
So what do you have, what do we have to look forward to for the next couple days, do you know, Richard?
Well, we'll get more testimony, more witnesses coming in, and more questions from the members, but we really heard the whole story here. It's going to be a lot of grandstanding. You got Jim Jordan from Ohio, who he's shooting his mouth off an awful lot. Even though he's got his own problems, it's come to light that he knew about sexual assault back there in Ohio and before he became congressman, and you know, and he wasn't reporting any of it. So he's obviously someone that with something going wrong wants to stick his head in the sand and ignore it.
Yeah, definitely. So, Richard, tell us a little bit about your podcast so we can get the word out there. Can you tell us where we can find it and what it's called?
Well, I tweet that podcast out several times. I tweet out on Thursdays, Fridays. So my Twitter page is the best place to go for the Painter Politics podcast. And what I'm going to be doing is discussing not only impeachment proceedings, but my forthcoming book on Donald Trump with Peter Golenbach, my co-author. And it's going to be called American Nero. we're going to be talking about how Trump has some of the characteristics of the Emperor Nero and various other authoritarian rulers throughout history, and it's about time we get rid of it.
Well, thank you so much. I love following your Twitter, and please let us know when your book comes out so we can have you on both our shows and promote that, because Wendy and I really love following you, and we really support you, and we really appreciate what you're doing. I know you're a superstar. You're on MSNBC. You're on, Stephanie Miller, and so I really appreciate you having a little time with us here on our new show.
Well, I always want to stay in touch with everything here in Minnesota and continue to deal with our issues here locally. The sulfide mining issue and the other environmental issues are all very important to us. And it's important that AM50 stay on top of all that, as well as what's going on with Trump. And my book, American Nero, is coming out in March. So just in time for people to think about before they go to the polls in November.
That's right. And don't forget the wolves, too, right?
Well, yes, and I have been giving Amy Klobuchar some grief over that. I'm not willing to support her for the presidential nomination until she changes her mind on the wolves and the sulfide mining. I think that's very unfortunate that the party bosses of both the GOP and the DFL seem to be behind the forces of environmental destruction, and that's not encouraging.
That's right, and that's why we love you, Richard. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us on our inaugural show, Pilots Progressive Party, I think it's going to be called. Thank you so much, Richard Painter.
Well, thank you.
So, Wendy, that was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a lot of fun. And like you said, when he was on our show, probably over a year ago, we did get a lot of views on that show. So that's really awesome. Yeah.
So I got all excited. You showed up in the studio. I know you're hustling to get here to work. But the show is going to be, with Richard Painter, who's just on. And then we also have Maya Lisa Olson, who's a new board member, school board member in Bloomington.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. And, and then we're going to end up with Andy Pearson, who, we love Andy because he's been on our other show a million times, too. And I think it's just a good juju to have these great guests today to be on the first show.
It is. It's awesome. And I will try to be on time. But I'll tell you, a little bit of snow. Oh, my goodness. It backed up so much traffic, and we'll have to see. I think a lot more snow would have even been better than this little bit of snow. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. You're right about that. I just, I'm excited to have this opportunity that AM950 has given us to have news and have things out there that people normally don't hear. I know you have a lot of passion about things, and we have political stuff going on here. We have, water protecting stuff. We have animal protecting stuff. We have sheriffs, and it's great to connect the dots and everything because with having Maya on the show today is really good. We couldn't get the sheriff on because he's busy, but having Maya on is like she worked hard for him and in his election, like everybody in here. But and it was exciting to see you run for office. Like we talk about that, people have to run for office, and Andy's next. We just don't know when he's going to run, but soon. Right, Wendy?
That's right.
That's what they keep saying.
And I will not ever run for office. But Robert, maybe you will.
I have too seedy of a past.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We'll keep that on the hush.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Maya, I got your mic up, so let's talk here for the next couple minutes, and then we'll go into your section. But why did you run for office? And just to get in front of that microphone and tell us why you ran for office and what made you run?
Okay, that's a good question. I was working, I've worked in various capacities on human rights issues and different issues that matter to me, gun reform with Moms Demand Action. And I decided to work on campaigns for candidates who held the same values and would stand up for the same issues that mattered to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that included Dean Phillips for as our congressman, and Dave Hutch for Hennepin County Sheriff.
Yeah.
So I did move from more unconventional ways of taking action to more conventional, working on campaigns. And I never intended to run for office. It was not my intention.
Well, I think the track is school council, city council, senator, mayor, governor, vice president, president. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's flowchart, so you're right on it.
It definitely ends in president. You know, that's that's what we know. So it's good to have you here in the studio, and when you get real famous, you know, just remember us.
Right, exactly.
Or you can go to be real estate mogul, TV personality, well, and then president.
Okay, well, I've stepped out of my comfort zone even running for office.
No, and I'm glad. And it's in your blood, too, so that's what's really exciting about us because, you know, 6 degrees separation of your mom, I think, is just a crazy thing because we knew your mom, we knew Hutch, we knew you, and then we circled around each other for a year before we all met. So that was really, really cool, and it's so exciting to have you on this show and the first show, and you're going to have your own section. We're going to come right back with Pilots Progressive Program Party or something like that, Wendy.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living Radio Show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast, served 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are 4 delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed, and buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything
except your intelligence.
Coming up, should beliefs aim at truth?
What else should they aim at? Falsehood?
Well, maybe, if believing a falsehood makes you happy.
Oh, come on. Wishful thinking is for whims.
Oh, like you've never believed anything because you wanted to.
Should beliefs aim at truth? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
When Trump came to town, Northern Sun supplied the frontline protesters with t-shirts, stickers, magnets, and yes, whistleblower whistles. Northern Sun offers high-quality screen-printed t-shirts promoting love, tolerance, hope, and dissent. Northern Sun is your activism resource since 1979. Everybody, register to vote, and let's elect an adult in 2020. Northern Sun, 2916 East Lake Street, Minneapolis.
Also thank Minneapolis, and God bless the United States.
NorthernSun.com.
Wendy, great news.
What's the great news, Robert?
Hey, we're on Wednesdays now at 5 p.m.
That's great. What's the name of the show?
Pilots Playhouse? I don't know.
Pilots Playhouse. That's terrible.
That is terrible. Hey, everyone should listen in and see what we come up with.
So what's the new show about?
Well, we'll have local and national news and guests that you don't hear anywhere else.
Wednesdays at 5.
See you then. Hey, that's Pilots Progressive Party, and I think Eric was having a meltdown there at the studio there with that music. Thanks, Eric.
Oh, that's actually courtesy of Randy from St. Cloud.
Oh, we love Randy from St. Cloud.
Yeah, he dropped it off today for me.
Oh, wow. Right on, Randy. So, hey, we had a really good interview with Maya, who won Bloomington School Board, and now that's that was during commercial break, so now let's do the real thing. Now that we've practiced, it really, you know, Andy had a great question, and what he wanted to know is about you and your process. You wanted to run. Tell us that whole process, and then all the hard work that you and your family, because it's a family family deal, and friends help support you in all the parades and things.
Okay, so I volunteered. I needed to clarify that I volunteered on Dean Phillips and Dave Hutch's campaigns. And then I was working at my mom's store nearby, and I had a couple come in and say, so when are you going to run for something? And I said, well, actually, I was contemplating school board because I am a teacher, have been substitute teaching for 25 years throughout the Bloomington district, and I have been very concerned about public education. I come from a strong public education background. My father worked for the State Department, Minnesota State Department of Education. Mm-hmm. And I was concerned for a lot of reasons. Our schools have, you know, teachers are leaving and they're feeling undervalued and funds are being drained from the schools. And I thought, where can I make a difference? I've put my energy into a lot of different areas, environmentalism and gun reform and human rights issues, and I thought I might need to focus a little bit.
Well, and also, too, you're a Standing Rock warrior, too, like all of us that are sitting in this room right now.
Yes, I did. I did go to Standing Rock over Thanksgiving weekend.
We call it Thanksgiving.
Okay. And you know what? And my family decided that we did not want to celebrate Thanksgiving. We wanted to do something for the Native Americans on this so-called holiday, which also we did last year too on Franklin Avenue, where there were homeless tents set up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we did.
How quickly we forget, right? I'm glad you brought that up. Wall of Forgotten Natives. It was just last year.
Yeah. So I'll need a suggestion for this year. So 2 years ago, went to Standing Rock, and my 84-year-old mother wanted to join us. I wasn't sure about that. My husband definitely wasn't sure about that, but she insisted, and we thought, you know what? That matters to her, so let's go. That's where I learned my community activism.
And I just want to say a quick word about your mom. Her name is Karen, and she owns Avalon on Brand, and it's a really awesome little store. If you need a gift for any reason, you can go to Avalon and find that gift there.
I have one right here, as a matter of fact.
So can't wait to tell her she got a shout out.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, she deserves, the focus is on you, but she deserves a great shout out in bringing up proactive children like yourself, and her also being arrested 17, 18 times. And, you know, we look up to her. And where is that? Avalon again? On Grand Avenue in St. Paul?
Grand Avenue, yep.
Right on. And yeah. So you started running. What's the process? You sign up, then you start going to parades. And what is the process in case Wendy wants to run? And I know Andy does. So let's hear the process.
Well, you know, the way that I currently understand it is that it basically starts and ends with parades, right? I mean, if you're in the parades, there's really nothing else you need to do. I guess that's what maybe you could set me straight if it's not that way.
Okay, well, parades are a big part of it. However, for the most important thing a person needs to do is door knock, and Bloomington is a huge, huge city. And so door knocking was an important part of it. And my only regret is I could not get to nearly as many doors as I would have liked. And I also ended up in long conversations with people at the doors. So that's just me. And so that will limit the number of doors I get to. But it does make a difference for anybody running for political office. Definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, I know AOC did the outmaneuvered her person in, was it Brooklyn, Wendy? I think it's Brooklyn where she's from. And so pounding on that door and walking the pavement for sure is what you need to do. So Walls has come up with a funding mechanism. Have you heard what he said about maybe everyone should be funded the same way through the state as opposed to by taxes and levies?
I would agree with that, yes. And I mean, I love having Governor Walz because he is an educator. And, yeah, we need to listen to educators on this subject. If we do that, we don't have disparity amongst neighborhoods. So right. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah, and I never really thought of it, but it's great that he brought that up too, because we're always worried. We're always, you know, worried about too many kids in the classroom and underfunded and the tax, and you know, it's just on and on. And the thing with St. Paul specifically, and I'm not sure about Bloomington, but we every 2 years we're fighting for a new contract, and you know, it's never a raise. It's more about the kids and you know, smaller classrooms and doctors and librarians and things like that.
Yeah, I'd like to point out something about that too is, you know, when I talk to teachers, because one of the reasons I ran to is because as a substitute teacher, I listen to teachers throughout the district. I have taught in every school in my district from preschool through middle school, and I listen to what their needs are because their job is to educate every single student that walks through the doors, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that their needs are met in order to do so. And the teachers, they do not come up with selfish reasons. People always think, oh, there's going to be a teacher on the school board and then they're going to want raises. And that's what they think is our number one goal. And it really isn't. They come up with very unselfish
needs. I haven't met a teacher yet who went into teaching for the salary.
Thank you.
My sister's a teacher. My mom was an educator. Mm-hmm. My niece is an educator. Mm-hmm. Robert, you're an educator. I mean, yeah. They don't go into it for the paycheck.
Right. Yeah, so everyone, I mean, in Chicago just went on strike, and that was all about smaller classrooms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you have 40 children in your classroom, it's hard. We have a lot of different, in St. Paul especially, and I'm sure in Bloomington, we have all these special need kids that, you know, we can't, St. Paul can't be compared to Woodbury because we have different issues. You know, you talk to our students, it's like, where are you staying tonight?
Right.
You know, and so there's different challenges.
We have quite a large population of homeless students in Bloomington, and that's as costs of living are rising, that's rising too.
Right.
I saw on the news last night that a student, one of the schools were reprimanded for taking a hot lunch from the student who owed money, taking the lunch, throwing it in the garbage, and giving the student a cold lunch right there, right in front of everybody. And
it's funny, Matt McNeil talked about it in his show today.
Really? Yeah. I just felt that was...
Where was that?
I can't remember where it was.
It was in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was in Minnesota. It was a suburban school. And, you know, sometimes the lunch ladies get a little out of hand with their power, because I remember begging for more french fries and they gave me less french fries.
Luckily, we have amazing lunch ladies because my mother-in-law is one of them. And right also on. A friend who worked on my campaign is one of them, and I love them. But yes, we have amazing lunch ladies who also advocate for free lunches for all students.
Well, we were excited to have you on and have you here and say congratulations in person. We're with Maya Olson, newest board member, school board member in Bloomington. We'll be right back with Pilot Progressive Party with Andy here from the M350.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with eatlocalminnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, eatlocalminnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club invites you to check out their beautiful facilities for your next special occasion. Book your wedding reception, retirement party, business dinner, or other special event with confidence, knowing their expert staff and award-winning chef will make it a big hit with your guests. Call today to get a quote, 763-571-9020. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
To celebrate Give to the Max Day on Thursday, November 14th, the Interact Center for the Visual and Performing Arts in St. Paul's Creative Enterprise Zone will host a free and public performance, Essay Possible, a show featuring original songs and untold stories from their professional artists with and without disabilities. The performance is from 1 until 2 p.m., but stay after for the social hour where you can grab cookies and hot cocoa, visit with the artists, and shop for original art and unique gifts throughout the building created by over 70 visual artists. Interact Center is located at 1860 Minnehaha Avenue in St. Paul off of University and Pryor, and there's plenty of free parking available. Again, the free performances and meet and greet is on Give to the Max Day on Thursday, November 14th from 1 until 3 p.m. For more information on the public event, go to Facebook.com/Interact Center. That's Facebook.com/Interact Center. Or go to their website at interactcenter.org. That's interactcenter.org.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Minnesota is the home of heroes. Dock and Lift in Spring Park recognizes all of our local military members. A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their own lives to protect and defend ours. Dock and Lift in Spring Park. We love our freedom, so we support our troops. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Thursday, sunny with a high near 30 and a low of 23. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 35 and a low of 26. Saturday, temperatures in the 30s and a 30% chance of snow. AM 950 is brought to you by Ferndale Market, a third-generation turkey farm out of Cannon Falls. Their fresh, never-frozen Thanksgiving turkeys feature no fillers or basting solutions, just 100% pure turkey. Reserve your fresh, free-range Thanksgiving turkey today at their scenic Cannon Falls farm or one of the many natural food stores across the Midwest. Visit them at Ferndale Market.
Hey, progressive party here over here in St. Paul. This is Pilot's Progressive Party show here, I guess, and we are I'm opening up all the mics so we all can talk, but we are having Wendy, we're having Andy Pearson of MN350 on, and what's exciting about that, you know, with there's a reason why everyone's on this first show, but Andy's been on our other show, Native Roots Radio I'm Awake, which is on 1 to 3 on Saturdays. You've been on that show 6 or 7 times in the last 3 years, so we're happy that you're leading off with this new show and letting people know, because we have a lot of progressive listeners, that we're all progressive listeners listening to us, and give a shout out and tell us who you are and what you do.
Sounds good. Hey, it is so good to be part of the party. Oh my goodness. Just an absolute honor to get to be here for the first episode of this show, and absolutely feels like old times in a way, right? Being back with the crew from Native Roots Radio. So wonderful to be here, and on a very, very snowy Wednesday out there. Hope everyone's drive time is just fine and people aren't slipping around too much. It was slippy on the way over here. You asked me to just say a quick word as to who I am. So my name's Andy. I'm an organizer, and I mostly do organizing around climate issues and against oil pipelines, specifically Line 3. So that's where most of my time goes. I work with the Minnesota 350 organization. We're a volunteer-led, pretty big group of folks that are really concerned about climate change and trying to do something about it. So the main thing I do, I work with our pipeline resistance team on the Line 3 project, which I know is a pipeline we talk about a fair bit on Native Roots
Thoughts Radio, and I know it comes up on AM 950, this project that Enbridge wants to build through the headwaters of the Mississippi River across Ojibwe Treaty territory, and that project would have a huge climate impact, about 50 coal plants, so that's why we're real concerned about it.
Yeah, and go ahead, Wendy.
I was just going to ask really quickly, I know we all mentioned Standing Rock earlier, and to me it was really sad that that pipeline did get built. What happened there?
Right. Trump's election was really truly one of the main things that happened there that shifted that. Because as you remember, we were all, you know, out there at different points. I know some folks, of course, who were out there much longer than any of us were, mm-hmm. The whole community water protectors. But it was on pause for more environmental review. And then the Trump administration stopped that environmental review. And it just
The second day he was president
was one of the top priorities for him. And it reminds me of the importance of the electoral work that we do, and thinking about your experience on school board, mm-hmm. Maya, that we just talked about. And also, of course, all the other work it's part of shifting power. Right. And that was a space where I think that in many ways the movement that had been built has carried forward and done a lot of other amazing things, mm-hmm. and the community has moved, you know, and been powerful, and yet for that particular situation there was a really hard election, and those have consequences.
Right. And I think one of the things that we always talk about is the seven fires of Standing Rock, and we wouldn't have had our other show, and we wouldn't be on AM 950 right now if it wasn't for Standing Rock. I wouldn't know Andy, you know, I wouldn't be a part of MN350. I wouldn't be as vocal and as political, you know. So Standing Rock, you're right, did a lot of great things.
I feel like in a way, getting to be part of a movement like that kind of was a wake up call to a lot of people, definitely to myself, a lot of other folks I know. In a way, it maybe showed what was possible.
Mm-hmm. So what else do we got going on in MN350? Because I know there is a lot going on. I was sitting in for the other show, 4 o'clock show here on AM 950, and I had Margaret on, and she's a part of MN350, and they did the Chase Bank action. And what else is going on at MN350?
Yeah, so there's a lot. Now, maybe I'll focus on the Line 3 project for just a minute. It's, of course, a pipeline that we know we need to stop if Minnesota's going to hit our climate goals, which is really important, not just to Minnesota, but to the whole world. One of the things that's happening right now as we're looking forward to the winter, and some of the resistance leaders on the ground up north are kind of making sure that there's enough infrastructure in terms of camps and such, mm-hmm. in place, so that they can be monitoring what Enbridge might be doing up there during the winter, make sure they're not getting a jump start on construction that would be illegal, you know, things like that, is we've been doing a mutual aid drive at MN350, so a goods and gear drive for these camps. And so just to give a quick shout out to anybody who might be listening, and hey, maybe you got an extra pair of boots or some canned mm-hmm. goods that you're not using, or you might be in a position to pick some of those up. One of our working groups is around the support for those on the front lines. And so we have this drive ongoing. And what you can do is bring it by MN350. You can look us up on Google Maps and mm-hmm. bring it by our office during office hours, and we'll get it up to the front lines and to resistance leaders up there who need it. So that's stuff like non-perishable foods, some clothing, again, winter clothing, especially sleeping bags down to 20 degrees below, backpacks, things like digital cameras. And even, you know, even honestly, gas cards, mm-hmm. or gift cards to say Walmart, you know, or stores like that, for basic supplies, for the basic infrastructure, again, that means that a progressive movement, a movement that's working to resist fossil fuels and fight climate change, and uphold treaty rights, can fight and win.
That's awesome. How many people are there right now?
Oh, you know, the number goes up and down a lot. It does, it's, of course, okay. It's many dozen folks who are involved up there, and there have been hundreds, you know, in and out, of course, over the summer, and some action camps and trainings as well. And so there's been a lot of, of course, a lot of activity and attention. But winter's really kind of a time for hunkering down in a way, right? Making sure that we're that folks who need resources are getting them, you know. So,
hey, do you want to take a question? We got Randy from St. Cloud that's on here, and I think he wants to ask you a question.
Oh, I'd love to take a question.
Go ahead, Randy.
Well, actually, hi, Andy. My question was more for Robert, well, for all of you. As you talk about what happened at Standing Rock, I think it needs to be remembered that there were very few Democrats. I mean, I know this is one of the things when I hear you, Robert, say blue no matter who, I want to pop. I want to just explode, because blue no matter who can give you Joe Manchin and give you all kinds of people who really aren't blue. And mm-hmm. Obama did very little about Standing Rock. At the very end, under intense pressure, yes, he did put a stop on it. Mm-hmm. But he let it get to where it got mm-hmm. without any comments. And I remember, him going to the Native community out there and saying, I am with you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's when the youth all walked to Washington, D.C.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, we do remember that. And I think one of the things, Randy, and I appreciate that call, and I appreciate you listening all the time, but I think one of the things that we try to do, because I know I've had Amy Klobuchar on our show, I've had, we're trying to build bridges. And when I say blue no matter who, I'm more saying, like, no more 45. We need to replace this person. So I understand what you're saying.
Randy, I just...
I agree with that. Plus, sorry, go on. I know you gave my T-shirt to Amy Klobuchar, but that's horrible. I won't bring that up ever again. I'm sorry, but we have to have strong people.
Give Eric your address. We'll mail you a T-shirt. Eric is the engineer. Just give him your information.
Go ahead, Andy. You have something to say.
Yeah, Randy, I just wanted to just thank you for that, because I think you get to a really good point, right? Which is that elected officials alone are not going to do it, right? We don't win just by changing who's in office. It provides kind of the foundation that we can work on, but for building this strong progressive movement that we're going to need to make changes on climate or anything else on the scale that we need them, we got to also have that advocacy part. And I think you said, you know, Obama did eventually take the steps he did because he was pushed, and he held off a long time, much longer than most of us, I think, would have ever wished for before taking any steps. And so, you know, but he was movable through the power of social movements and organizing and a lot of publicity. And so I think it's definitely a both situation is the way that I look at it. But we don't get what we want if we don't organize for it. You know, bottom line.
For right. Me. I don't want this to turn into an Obama show, but I'm telling you, until the former military people showed up is when he finally cracked and did something. Finally, we could not find him anywhere, and there was 10,000 former military people going to ready to battle with Morton County sheriffs, and so he was forced into that. So I agree, but we also have to pay attention and be. Thanks so much, Randy, for calling. So in the last couple minutes here, I want you to rattle off a few things. And I know this is Give to the Max, and Minnesota is a great place. And, you know, the missing murdered indigenous women, or the Minnesota Women's Indian Sexual Assault Coalition, is out there. And I know MN350 is out there, too. And they're a nonprofit that does so many things.
Oh, you know, and Give to the Max Day, right? I mean, what an incredible thing mm-hmm. that in Minnesota we've basically created a state holiday, that's around. Yeah. How can we do the most good with the resources we have? So yeah, whether it's Minnesota Indigenous Women's Sexual Assault Coalition or Minnesota 350 or any of tens of thousands of other great organizations, that day is tomorrow, right? That's the 14th of November. So make sure you got it on your calendars. I'm sure most of us might be buried in emails promoting Give to the Max Day, but it's just, it's a really cool thing that we do here. And I know for a lot of these groups, it sets them up with resources that let them keep their work going throughout the year. So glad you brought that up. It's one of the ways that the movement's built here.
Awesome, Andy. One last thing, though, too, before we send you on, we switch chairs with you, is MN350 is looking for...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, one of the non-pipeline things in our work is that we're looking for an executive director. Our current one is moving on to bigger and better things. So if somebody out there maybe stuck in traffic right now is listening to this and saying, I'm looking for that type of job, or I know somebody who would be, you should go on our website, min350.org. But of course, the work continues in the meantime, and there's lots of it, and I'm sure we'll be updating it here on Pilot's Progressive Party.
Right on. I am so glad to have you on. This just makes sense for us to have you on, and you're such good radio and you make us look good. And thank you for what you do and what MN350 does for the cause. You'll be right back with Pilot's Progressive Party.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. Our station has worked with Barbara from WYSIWYG Web Design for years on everything from logo to print design, and especially for developing our website. She does great work and is great to work with, listening to what our goals and design ideas were while offering new, innovative ideas to create the website we are proud of today. Barbara made sure she understood our station, our goals, and our mission before she started working on our site, and made suggestions to help control the cost. Plus, she's friendly, which set us at ease. I recommend Barbara at WYSIWYG Web Design because I know she will deliver an attractive, professional website within the budget you have. She is a local independent business that specializes in helping other local businesses achieve their website and design goals. She can work with nearly any budget and create anything from simple sites to robust custom functionality. To find out more about the company AM950 Trust, go to WYSIWYGWebDesign.com. Spelled out just like it sounds, WYSIWYGWebDesign.com.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, and muckraking host of The Bradcast, weeknights here on AM 950. With the 2020 election upon us, all the stops are now coming out to suppress the vote. Whether it's photo ID, bad voting machines, or just plain old voter intimidation, we will expose all of the latest schemes, frauds, and more. Right here on The Bradcast, every weeknight, now at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party. And, you know, this is winding down the show, and this has been a fun show. And Wendy, what do you think?
I think it has been fun. I like the bumper music. You have to keep pink. You know, I remember going out dancing to Pink, so we got to keep Pink. But maybe we shouldn't sing along. I'm just saying.
I have perfect pitch.
Come on now.
I know. I know. But, you know, so we have an opportunity here to bring out more people, and it was great to have
Maya and,
and Richard Painter and Andy. Mm-hmm. I think it's just it was just great to have them on for our first show.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, totally. So I know, like, you have a lot of passion in your life, and I think part of what you've done has inspired me over the years with your animal stuff and your vegan stuff. And so I'm just excited to talk to you about that. And I know you have something that's on your mind that's in that venue.
Yeah, well, you know, on the news lately, just the last few nights, there was a story about an emaciated dog that was found in Wisconsin. And it was Boise, Wisconsin, Boiseville, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And the dog was brought in, and the dog's name is Gabrielle, was emaciated and near death when the mixed breed dog arrived at the Dunn County Humane Society on November 1st. Really, how could anyone allow a pet to get into this condition? Gabrielle was emaciated to near death when the mixed breed dog was brought in. Here's a quote here. I'm a certified humane officer for the state of Wisconsin, and in 6 years here, this is the worst case I've ever seen in terms of emaciation. He was skeletal, said Josh Dalton, executive director of the Dunn County Humane Society. He continues to say, you do body conditioning scores. That's how it works in this field. So there's a score between 1 and 9, one being skeletal and barely alive, and this was Gabrielle. And the crazy thing about this story was that an 8.5 month pregnant woman brought the dog to into the Animal Humane Society there, saying that she found the dog. Like, she found the dog. The dog was found. She found it in, you know, like a wooded kind of area, and brought the dog in. But after further investigation, they found that it was her dog.
Yep.
It was her dog, and she had separated from her partner and left the dog all by itself in a wired cage with no food, no water.
Out of spite, or?
I think, you know.
Yeah, who knows, right?
You know, I wish I could answer that question. She's a 29-year-old woman, and she's being charged with felony mistreatment of an animal causing disfigurement and other another count of depriving an animal of food and water. And she also has two other small children. So the question to me, when I, you know, I'm an animal lover and I'm a child lover, I love children as well, that if you could do this to an animal, I'm not really sure that you're going to be taking care of your children as well as maybe you should be. So I'm hoping that there's just going to be some type of investigation to just make sure that the kids are safe, that they're being well cared for, that they're in a safe place, and that they're not, you know, being hurt in any way.
Well, with all the publicity, I think there's a lot of red flags and a lot of people feeling the same way you do about that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Dunn County Humane Society officials said in a news release that it was clear that the community, both locally and online, will not stand idly by and watch, you know, something like this happen without this woman being punished. So I guess really what I just want to say here is that it's getting cold out. Keep an eye out. You know, a lot of people think that it's okay for their dogs to stay in these little dog houses with no insulation, and they think that the dogs don't feel cold. It, you know, it's amazing to me. But, you know, if you want to stand out there for an hour in the cold, just go ahead and you'll know that your dogs are cold. I know our little dogs, you send them outside and they're shivering. So, and just be aware and keep your eyes open. If you see something, just report it. There's lots of great humane officers out there that'll go and check out the situation. And in 11 days, Gabrielle has gained 20 pounds. So it wasn't like the dog was sick or had something wrong with it. You could go online and just Google Gabrielle, Wisconsin dog, and it'll come up, and you could see pictures of the dog. She was really just a skeleton, skin and bones, literally.
No, thanks for bringing up that again. I mean,
and a lot of people want to adopt her, so right. There's lots of, and you could donate also, give to the Max too for Gabrielle.
Well, again, thank you for bringing that up, and I know your heart's in this, and I know a lot of people need to hear this and like to hear this, the support, and we're on drive time right now. So how do you think it went today, Wen?
I think it went really, really well. I do.
Oh, that was great. Good. Really,
it's really, good. Really well. Yeah.
So we won't have a meeting after this and break it down?
We will. We'll have a meeting. We'll break it all down.
We'll go to Avalon.
Through it. We'll just nitpick at it. And
can I take the opportunity to thank both of you?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, and thank you, really. And again, I smile and I'm happy because I know all the work you specifically did on Dave Hutchinson's campaign, and you deserve this. You deserve all the good that you're going to do for Bloomington.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the school system needs a good person on the board.
So. And Andy, if you'd want to talk there, get up close to that mic and say what you want here in the last 10 seconds of the show. Mm-hmm. Or you only get 10 seconds, I should say.
Well, what a party. so happy to have been here for the first show, Pilots Progressive Party. Hope everyone stays safe in the snow out there.
Right.
And help somebody out. Who needs it with that Give the Max Day tomorrow?
Yeah, perfect. I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, we're just excited to be on a progressive station that supports things like MN350, like progressive thinking, like animal issues, like Native American issues. We're blessed and lucky because across the country, it's mostly Republican-owned stations. There's only six stations that are owned by 80% of the stations out there are owned by six companies. So we're really blessed to be on AM 950 and do this kind of work, Wendy.
That's right. So we appreciate everybody here, and we will continue to have awesome guests on the show. We would like callers to let us know if you like the name of our show, or maybe you could think of another. I'm not sure whether Pilots Progressive Party is it, but it might stick.
I
we
think
don't
kinda
know.
Andy kind of likes it.
Yeah.
I was honored to party with you too, Andy. Oh, well,
right. This is like an unofficial contest, right? Like, we're not committed to changing it, but if you send us a better name,
right.
Then we'll maybe.
Make t-shirts, and you know who'll get the first t-shirt. The St. Cloud man that calls us on our stuff. Hey, you were listening to Pilot Progressive Party. Pini Gigi, everyone, for listening in.